and continue they did, but not for long. On the morning of March the 3rd, 1968, they had unexpected visitors, tugboats from their supply company, Weissmuller. Caroline had run into financial difficulty and had not been able to pay for their tendering service. The two ships were towed into harbour in Amsterdam, where they remained for some 4.5 years, during which time the North ship was broken up and the South ship, the MV Mi Amigo, fell into disrepair, partially sunk and was devastated by souvenir hunters. Radio Caroline was dead, or so it seemed.
I was interested in pirate radio, so I thought, well, I could do something with one of them to produce some money. I decided, well, let's get bread together to make a pirate museum, make on that way some money.
The voice of Gerard Van Dam, a businessman and free radio enthusiast from The Hague in Holland, who in 1972 had the idea of converting the old Radio Caroline South ship, the MV Mi Amigo, into a pirate radio museum. But the ship had been standing in harbour for over 4 years. What condition was the ship in when he bought it?
It was terrible. Little schoolboys started about 5 years before that time I went on by nicking the whole thing, you know, steal the thing empty. And the last one decided, well, I open the outboard top.
So you converted it into a museum. What were the main problems you had in restoring it?
The main problems was the technical side of it, getting generators working. Shorts all over the ship because of the water went in the ship for 5 years.
Did you ever get the museum operational? Did you ever open the museum?
Just for a couple of weeks.
Did you have any customers?
About 10 or 15, but it produced money, yeah.
So you had bought the ship and you had a museum operational. And what gave you the idea to take the thing out to sea?
Well,
was it seaworthy at that time?
It wasn't seaworthy at all, and it shall be never seaworthy. But the idea was later on, when a bloke called Ronan O'Reilly walked on, he decided, well, you bought a ship, put it on my name, and I give you enough bread to get the thing in such a state you can get it out and transmit with it. So I thought, well, Van Dam, being a DJ, that's nice. So I decided, okay, put it on his name, which was to make the big mistake I've ever made in my life, the biggest. And he gave me bread out of another guy, which I didn't know on that time, to rebuild the ship in a reasonable state. Let's say around 10% you need for having a radio station. And there was a rumor around September that the government should stop us to go out. So we decided, okay, we have now something. Don't lose all and get it out as soon as possible. So we went out with one generator and for about 24 hours food and about 30 hours gasoline. But we went out.
How long was it until you came on the air?
A couple of months. Ronan O'Reilly wouldn't go on the air on that time because he wanted to wait till his movie, Gold, was ready to go on.
So the reason for Caroline coming back on the air at the beginning of 73 was to promote the movie, Gold?
To promote the movie, get the boats for the coast of England and scream over the air, movie Gold is there.
Gold is a movie about a new American dream.
When you need someone to guide you, a helping hand to be beside you, look around, I'll be behind you.
The gold rush has started in Europe.
Good gold! Can I make you any younger?
Gold is at the Classic Cinema in Piccadilly Circus, just under the Guinness clock.
When you're looking for an answer, remember. Gold.
New gold.
Can't buy it, friend.
New music.
Can't buy it, friend.
A new movie.
Can't buy it, friend.
Is a movie about a new American dream.
So the original intention was to take it to England in 1973.
Yeah.
Why didn't it go?
Well, the boat wasn't reliable enough to go to England. It shouldn't survive the cross.
So you had the Mi Amigo out at sea again in reasonable order. How did you set about setting up a radio station? I mean, how does one set about setting up a radio station? How did you find staff and disc jockeys?
Well, you did find staff easily because all from all sides, guys went on, and you just hired them. I did hire everyone who walked around and said, well, I want to be on as a DJ or someone who wanted to work, because there wasn't bread available to pay. So everyone who decided, oh, come on and work, he's in. Yeah. He's the man. If you walked on that time and said, well, I work, I gave you money to work here, I said, okay, come on, mm-hmm. join the party.
When did the station come on the air with regular programs?
Was in November, just before the mast broke down.
How did the mast break? This was the original mast, wasn't it?
The original mast. We just started testing. In fact, when Veronica changed its wavelength and the North Sea came on that Saturday, we had aggravation going, so we decided, okay, go on with testing as well. And it was doing quite well, because the mast was good, in a good state. Then we did get the November storm, which was the heaviest since 1927. And the thing broke in three pieces. And after a lot of aggravation, a lot of fights and problems, we did build a mast, which we did call the Mickey Mouse one, which was a nice mast. It produced sound quite good, and it made money.
How did you set about getting commercials for the station in the early days?
Well, we had a few people in cars who drive to little shop holders and little companies and say, well, are you interested in having any commercials on the station? And when they said, well, what is it costing and is it possible, then they said, can I use your phone and what do you like to hear over the radio? And then they said this or that, and then they phoned up our office in Scheveningen and they went on the ship to shore and they gave the message, and within 10 minutes the shop holder did had his message on the air, and they were so surprised that we all the time did get our commercials out of them.
We've heard a lot of stories about the mutiny at the beginning of 1973. What in fact happened?
Ronan O'Reilly promised me to produce every week money, a certain amount of money. The main problem was he never did produce money. On that last day of the year, after the night programs, at 3 o'clock we ended the programs, a small boat came alongside with Captain Van der Kamp and about eight other old crew members who wanted to have their money, which they didn't get paid. So they did get the ship. They blow all the English off. They set it one together in the room. I was there on board as well. And they have had everything organized, like a tug boat from Dick Roos, which on that time supplied North Sea, sawed the anchor chain off, and get the thing towed into the harbor.
You're listening to Radio Caroline on 199 meters. Quite some events are happening outside. There's a Dutch naval destroyer, the D814, parked about 200 yards away from us. And also a small launch from this destroyer has come alongside us. We don't know what's going on. It seems to be a slight problem. But we're talking with the crew of the small launch. And standing back away is a ship called the Sea News, along with certain personnel from Radio Caroline. So to our office in Scheveningen. Everything is all right at the moment. As soon as we have any news, we'll of course come on and tell you about it. Until then, we go on with some music from the band, and this is a live LP starting off with a number called The Wait. A lot of trouble out here. There's a fight starting on the deck over something, so we may have to go off the air. We'll continue music until then.
A Dutch Navy destroyer, which went to the pirate radio ship Radio Caroline following reports of a mutiny, was told everything was all right at that time. The ship is anchored about 3 miles off the coast of Holland and has been broadcasting test programs for a week. At one stage, a disc jockey said a fight had broken out. He told listeners he was going to investigate and didn't come back on the air. When the warship arrived, the captain of the radio ship said all was quiet, but he was expecting more trouble when the English relief crew came aboard. He didn't explain what was causing the trouble.
Sinds ongeveer 3:15 vanmiddag is de Nederlandse bemanning van het zendschip Radio Caroline weer aan boord. Gisteravond werd de piraat overgenomen door Engelse discjockeys. De kapitein van het schip kreeg vanmorgen omstreeks 10:00 assistentie van de Nederlandse marine. De Nederlandse bemanning, die gisteravond het schip verliet uit ontevredenheid over het feit dat ze na 3 maanden nog steeds niet is betaald, kwam met behulp van de marine vandaag weer aan boord. Hier is vanaf de Noordzee Hugo van Rijn.
Daarbij is het tot een confrontatie gekomen tussen die Nederlandse bemanning en de, je zou kunnen zeggen, muitende, hoewel dat woord misschien wat overdreven is, in ieder geval oproerige Engelse discjockeys. Er zijn rake klappen gevallen, er is geslagen met metalen staven en met hamers, maar op dit ogenblik is de situatie dan weer onder controle. De Koninklijke Marine was wel in de buurt, maar heeft verder niet mogen ingrijpen bij deze klappen, want het schip bevindt zich buiten de territoriale wateren. Op dit ogenblik is dus de zaak aan boord weer onder controle. En de Nederlandse bemanning is nu bezig de muitende Engelse discjockeys op de een of andere manier van boord af te krijgen. Hugo van Rijn, vanaf de Noordzee, bij het zendschip van Radio Caroline.
Het is 10:30, Radio Nieuwsdienst, ANP. De Mi Amigo, het zendschip van Radio Caroline, is vanmorgen vroeg van zijn ligplaats voor de kust van Scheveningen naar IJmuiden gesleept. Dat is gebeurd in opdracht van kapitein Van der Kamp, die met de andere Nederlandse bemanningsleden aan wal was en vannacht met de sleeboot is uitgevaren om de Mi Amigo op te halen. Aan boord van het zendschip waren alleen nog 3 Engelsen. Volgens de havenmeester van IJmuiden zal de Mi Amigo vermoedelijk doorvaren naar Amsterdam of Zaandam.
Radio Veronica Nieuws. In dit bulletin zeker 20 overlevenden bij vliegramp in Florida, zendschip Radio Caroline naar IJmuiden gesleept, treinverkeer bij Dordrecht nog steeds gestagneerd en 4 Palestijnen moeten terechtstaan. Het zendschip van Radio Caroline, de Mi Amigo, is vanmorgen vroeg van zijn ligplaats voor de kust van Scheveningen naar IJmuiden gesleept. Dat is gebeurd in opdracht van kapitein Van der Kamp, die met de overige Nederlandse bemanningsleden aan de wal was en vannacht met de sleepboot Trip is uitgevaren om de Mi Amigo weg te slepen. Aan boord van het zendschip waren alleen nog 3 Engelsen. Volgens de havenmeester van IJmuiden zal de Mi Amigo vermoedelijk doorvaren naar Amsterdam of Zaandam.
Pirate ship Radio Caroline, following the granting of a court injunction to her crew who claim they haven't been paid. The 12 members of the crew are to start legal proceedings against Radio Caroline's owner, Mr. Ronan O'Rahilly, for about £4,000 in pay. The ship was ordered to Amsterdam at the weekend after a mutiny had been reported on board last Thursday. A Dutch destroyer went alongside the ship and a reporter who boarded her said there had been fighting between British disc jockeys and Dutch crew members. Radio Caroline went off the air on Saturday after the transmitter had apparently been wrecked.
Het zendschip van Radio Caroline is vanmorgen vroeg door een sleeboot naar IJmuiden gebracht. Dat gebeurde in opdracht van de Nederlandse kapitein, de heer Van der Kamp. Deze was, sinds het conflict van donderdag over de achterstallige garage, niet meer aan boord. Met de andere Nederlandse bemanningsleden, die ook aan wal waren, voer hij vannacht naar het zendschip dat alleen nog 3 Engelsen aan boord had. Toen kapitein Van der Kamp weer voet op zijn schip had gezet, gaf hij opdracht het anker te kappen, waarna de sleeboot vastmaakte en koers zette naar IJmuiden. Het zendschip Die Amigo moest voor IJmuiden blijven wachten, omdat er in de haven geen plaats was. Er wordt nu naar een lichtplaats gezocht in andere havens. In Amsterdam heeft de havendienst laten weten dat het schip daar alleen een plaats kan krijgen als het havengeld wordt gegarandeerd. De Ierse eigenaar O'Rahilly, alle bemanningsleden ontslagen, kapitein Van der Kamp inbegrepen. Hij beschuldigt hen van zeeroverij en wil dat de marine tussen beiden komt.
O'Rahilly went furious because that time he did came out on another tenderboat to try to stop it. To deliver money on the crew members, but it was all too late.
So what happened when the ship went into harbor? How long did it take you to get it out again?
As soon as we went in harbor, lawyer came on board, and it was the lawyer of the crewman. And he said, okay, I want to have now produced 7,000 gulden, which was a silly amount of money. Otherwise, your ship is on the chain. So they didn't put the chain, they didn't lock the ship, you understand? So we went out on Sunday afternoon on tugboats. They brought us just before the locks, and there we did get the problems, because the lawyer from the crew did get the message, they're going again, so stop them. And just before the locks they stopped us, get the scene talked into the harbor of IJmuiden, the fishing harbor. Only one thing. There was a hole in the back of the ship that gave the harbour master the authority to keep us in. we decided then later on let it make, but it didn't help quite well because the whole ship was locked up already by the old crew members who put the chain by law around the ship, till they did get the money for their work they did in earlier days and where the whole situation was built around. So when the hull was repaired, there was a reason for us and no problem to go out.
Radio Nieuwsdienst ANP. In IJmuiden is beslag gelegd op het zendschip van Radio Caroline. Vlak voor het schip naar zee zou gaan, verscheen een deurwaarder die het aan de ketting legde. Dit gebeurde met toestemming van de president van de Haarlemse rechtbank, die vanavond was benaderd door de advocaat van de Nederlandse bemanning van de Miami Go. De bemanningsleden willen door de beslaglegging iets terug zien te krijgen van het alles achterstallige salaris dat ze nog te goed hebben. De eigenaar van het zendschip, de Ier O'Reilly, probeerde de beslaglegging te ontlopen door vanavond uit Amsterdam naar IJmuiden te varen. Maar daar mocht het schip niet verder, omdat de scheepvaartinspectie het niet zeewaardig vond. De eigenaar liet in allerijl een gat in de achtersteven dichten en mocht toen uitvaren. Maar toen kwam de deurwaarder.
De piratenzender Radio Caroline heeft de jongste dagen niet zozeer voor muziek dan wel voor nieuws gezorgd. Kees Middelhoff.
Het schip Miamigo, beter bekend als het etenpiratenschip Radio Caroline, is vanmorgen weer uitgevaren naar zijn vertrouwde plekje voor de Nederlandse kust. Uiteraard even buiten de territoriale wateren. Zoals u zich herinnert, brak er eind vorige week op het schip Muiterij uit. De kapitein liet zich toen naar IJmuiden slepen en vandaar door naar Amsterdam, waar het schip zaterdagavond aankwam. De volgende dag alweer gaf de jonge Ierse miljonair eigenaar opdracht zee te kiezen. Op dat moment haastte de advocaat van de bemanning zich naar de rechter om beslag te leggen op het schip vanwege de 400.000 franken die de bemanning nog als achterstallig loon te goed had. Die beslaglegging vond vannacht 5:10 plaats, zoals de advocaat Heukels mij zo even meldde. Tezelfde tijd werd in IJmuiden op volle toeren gewerkt aan het dichten van een gat in de scheepswand. De Nederlandse scheepvaartinspectie wilde namelijk geen toestemming geven in tot zee kiezen indien de veiligheid van de bemanning niet gegarandeerd was. En toen de eigenaar de 400.000 franken onverwacht toch op tafel legde, verviel de beslaglegging. De scheepswand bleek naar genoegen van de scheepvaartinspectie gerepareerd en daar kwam vanmorgen vroeg een vissersboot opzetten om de Caroline naar zijn legaal-illegaal plekje bij Scheveningen te slepen. Blijft natuurlijk de vraag, waarom is de zendinstallatie niet in beslag genomen? De Nederlandse PTT heeft in opdracht van de justitie in Amsterdam een onderzoek aan boord ingesteld en bevonden dat zulke essentiële onderdelen van de zender ontbraken dat niet van een zender in de zin der wet gesproken kon worden. Er was geen strafbaar feit, ze constateren al dus zo even de PTT-persdienst aan uw correspondent. Maar, zei ik, als die onderdelen nu straks per bootje worden aangebracht. Het vervoeren van losse onderdelen van een zender is geen strafbaar feit, al dus dezelfde woordvoerder. Op de vertrouwde golflengte van Radio Caroline was om 12:30 niets te horen. Nog niets is wellicht juister als we bedenken dat vanmorgen de discjockeys, en toch ook niet voor niets dacht ik zo, mee zijn uitgevaren.
How long did it take between you leaving IJmuiden and getting back on the air?
We left IJmuiden 7:30 and we were on the air 1:30 in the afternoon.
Serving the European continent from the North Sea, this is the new Radio Caroline.
So, after very nearly 5 years of silence, Radio Caroline surprised everyone by returning to the air. On board when the Mi Amigo eventually left IJmuiden after the mutiny were disc jockeys Andy Archer, Tony Allen, Steve England, Crispian St. John and Norman Barrington. Norman, what were conditions like in those early days?
It's difficult to know where to begin, really. The ship was in a terrible state, having been underwater for so long. It was very rusty and needed painting rather badly. There was no central heating, and you must bear in mind that we were in the middle of the winter, and that was rather unpleasant. We had a few little gas heaters. We only had one studio, and that contained one spotmaster and one Mickey Mouse Sony recorder, so production was pretty hard. And, well, we did get quite a few things together, as you'll hear a bit later. We had no crew or cook, which meant being a disc jockey involved pumping fuel into our one and only generator, which was a GM, incidentally. Also meant doing night watch, painting the ship, scraping the ship, hundreds of things we had to do. We even did our own cooking with the help of Steve's wife, Debbie, who joined a few weeks after we got out there. Times were hard in those days, really were, but it was a most incredible experience. Everyone worked together. It was a very together atmosphere on board, and generally it was great fun.